तस्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्यागर्योरुपरिम् माथुरिम् गोष्ठवाटिम् राधाकुण्डम् गिरिवरमहोराधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य पथितकृतया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम गौरक्षिते। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमामचरणन्ति ते। Then, about more than 88,000 of Rishis, Maharshis, devotees were assembled in Naimisharanya, and they were questioning two sutras. There were two Sutta Goswami, there are two sutras. One Lomharshan and other is Uchyaisava, Ugrasava. One was the disciple of Vyas, Lomharshan. When he used to explain all the Puran and Itihas, that is Ramayana, Mahabharata and Puran, his heart used to be melted. And that is why Lom, this hair, used to be standing like Astasat is Vikar. But he was killed. By whom? Baldev himself. He was so high class of Rishi like and disciple of himself, Vedavyas. But he was killed. He was like a guru. Why he was killed by Baldev Prabhu? When Baldev Prabhu traveling everywhere, when Kauravas or Pandavas were quarreling and big battle of Kurukshetra was going on, and he saw that Krishna wants it and he wants to help Pandavas, not to Kauravas. And he thinks that, he always thought that Duryodhan is my disciple. So he left and he began to travel whole India, especially to the tithes. To touch the tithes, to make them more powerful. Because he's Baldev. Krishna. So when he reached Naimisharanya, he saw that Sut Goswami, Lomharsan, disciple of Vyas, very prominent, and he was reading Purans. When he reached there, he could not get up and could not swagat nahi kar saka. Welcome. If Guru or any higher class of devotees comes, we should try to stand up and to greet him and to do welcome. When he is coming, we should go some thoughts there and then doing pranam, we should welcome and to give him to seat with seat words, and then you can do anything. But he was thinking, I am disciple of Vyasa and I am so high class of devotee, all are hearing me. So there was a false ego in him. I'm so lucky. And he thought that Baldev Prabhu is like householder person. Because at that time he was in Dwarka and he has married Revati and Barun. So he thought. He has so much honor for Krishna, but not for Baldev. Not thinking, realizing. So he did not stood up. Also, there were so many rishis there, in 88,000 of rishis, so high class of devotees. And he thought that, like disciples, all are hearing me. So sometimes he has that ego that I am more superior than you. A katha vachak, a hari katha telling person, sitting on the vyasasana, he should know all these things. He should know how to respect. So he could not do like this. He thought a common person. So he not welcome, and he becomes furious. Why? Because he is himself Krishna. Especially in the way of Guru. He acts always like Guru. Sometimes punishing, sometimes teaching, sometimes doing all these things. He has plow in his hands. For what thing? To give seed in the heart of devotee. First he will plow and make it very fertile, and then he will give bhakti seed. And he has a mota danda, musal, by which klav nare godana, musal means, and he has kept it. If any wild elephant or any will come, that he will punish. Both things. Yeah. Plow is referring to praying. And this, a weapon to chastise. Both. Guru should be like this. So he was like so, and he cut his head by his, only by doing so. You are not qualified to be a guru. A guru should be realized, always doing bhajan, and giving proper honor to all the devotees, having so much prem in Krishna. Like Madhyama Adhikari. And he should have so much kripa, mercy to other beginners, and he should avoid those who are opposite. But he was not following. So he quickly did, and he was dead. So, if anyone is not doing so, being a guru or Vaishnava, then it's a very big offense, Baldev Prabhu is punishing anyone. So, you should try to follow these things. Nowadays, I'm seeing so many so-called gurus not welcoming, not giving proper respect. But to speak of this, they neglect him, any devotee, and they do opposite. Vridhacharana karte hain. So, you should try to know all these things and behave them with honor. You should try to learn trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishunna. If there is a guru, but any qualified person more than him comes, at once he should try to. If he is doing archan even in the altar or temple, he must come on and he should respect his guru. Or the Vaishnavas like him are more superior. And if equal rank, he will. When I am coming, like this. And he will tell, oh, you succeed. I am waiting. So we should try to follow all these things. Very cut down. We know so many gurus. Here first we will speak about Narada Goswami and Vyas. There are so many kinds of guru. We have heard of the guru Aruni and Uddalak. Aruni Upamanya. Aruni was a Brahmin and he was very beautiful and he wanted to read and know all the Vedas Upanishads. And he came to his Gurudev. He told that you should be at least 12 years being Brahmacharya and serving here. And he was serving. One day, the wife of his guru, he himself told that today is rainy day, very cold day, and so much rain. You should at once go to the field and repair
the dikes,
so that water should not go away, otherwise paddy will not be given. He went in the night, and whole night he was repairing, but he could not do. He was giving mud, so much mud, but as the current was so strong that it used to take away. Then he slept there. By his body he was checking, stopping the water. And water is so cold, raining, that he became like wood. Only some sense was there in the meantime. Gurudev came searching him, oh Aruni, where you are. He told, Guruji, I am here. Oh, what are you doing here? I'm lying down to check, to stop water. Oh. Then he went there and saw that he about to die. He touched him and he became very energetic again. And he took him and told, giving his hand on his head, oh, all Vedas, all Upanishads with meaning should come in your heart. And quickly everything was there. So Guru should be like that, and Shishya should be like that. Nowadays, so many students, so many disciples with Gurudev, and when he will order him anything very hard, very difficult for them, they will at once give up the ashram and quickly run away. They want that, oh Gurudev, why you made me guru, me disciple, if you cannot offer me, or you cannot keep me,
supply me
my food, my clothing, my faring to go to India and coming to India and here and there. You should, if you are not saying that I am going to a very special Gurudev who can pay all these things and nourish and support me, why you did? So you should not be like that. Also there is a Guru, Upamanyu, you know. He went to his Gurudev, that Gurudev, I want to read Vedas Upanishad and I want to know the real truth. Oh, you should be also 12 years in life. And you will have to graze my cows. He went to graze cows, nothing, ABCD of Upanishad, nothing doing. 12 years you should go on like that. In the meantime, you can fly away, no harm. But when you have faith in 12 years to me, then quickly I will do all these things. In the meantime, he was going, grazing cows. He saw that. One day, he asked the boy, Upamanyu, you are so energetic and you are so healthy. What you are taking? He told that when all the cows are satisfied with the milk of their mother, then remaining something I take, and thus I am okay. Oh, I have not told you to do so. Don't do like this. Otherwise you are thief. Correct yourself. Then he left this and going on. After some months he saw that he is still so strong. He asked, now what you are doing? How you are maintaining your life? Oh, when the cows taking their mother's milk and they sit down, cows, and when they are doing chewing, some foam comes and I used to take from and I take. Oh, don't do. I have not told you to do. Go on grazing, but don't do this. Then he was so hungry. One day he was thinking what to do. He saw that there are some leaves very fast, having so thick and having some like milk if they are broken. And it is called akava in India, in Sanskrit asava. But it is so poisonous that if any bunda, crop or anything will come in eye, they will at once go away. So he was taking this because he was so to maintain his life. Not telling Gurudev, you should give me something, otherwise I will give up you. He had not initiated it still. He was looking and testing. And thus he was grazing the cows, but his eyes were not, and he fell down in a well. It became evening, and it was going to be night. Cows were in the shade of Rishi, his master, and he saw that, oh, today Upamanyu has not reached even where his cows has come, and he was searching, Upamanyu, who are, where you are, And from well he told, Guruji, I am here. What are you doing in the well? Oh, I fell down. Why you fell down? I took ekman and thus it came in my eyes. I became blind, so I could not return. Oh, and he went there and he took him out of the well and told, what I have obeyed, how I have told to you, have you obeyed me and serving me. Now you are qualified. And he gave his hand and told that all Brahma Vidya and all Vedic knowledge should come and at once it came. Also, Rup Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami was disciple of Rup Goswami. Also there are so many, like Raghunath, disciple of Sarup Damodar, Shiksha Guru, Chaitanya Mahapur gave him his hand. How he was serving his Gurudev. He was not telling Gurudev, you should supply me Jagannath Prasadam, Luchi Puri, Halwa, Mahan Bhog and all these things. So tasteful sweets, never. Day and night chanting, remembering and serving. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar told. And very soon he began to weep always. Asta Sattvik Vikara. I think that this disciple is more better, more superior than Upamanyu and Aruni. Then he knew Vedas, Veda, Vedic knowledge. But the essence of Ved is Srimad Bhagavatam, our rasa, our bhakti. And among bhakti, Gopi bhakti is more superior. Raghunath was serving his Gurudev and attaining these things. But how? Left everything, his home, like kingdom, beautiful wife like angels, more than angels, and so rich person left his everything and became Ganeshakau. Tattva tushnam ashesh mandal patin shedin sada tuksvat bhutva dina Ganeshakau karunaya kopin ganthashitav. They left all Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami. Mandal patin shreni. What is mandal shreni? By how appellants like so much emperor, wife, children, father, mother, everything for Krishna consciousness. And became Dina Ganeshakau. Dina Ganeshakau. Very humble and very akincha, having nothing. Dina Ganeshakau, Karunaya Kopina Kanthasitau, and only door and coffin was there. Nothing. And thus, doing all the chanting, remembering. In the ocean of rush, of sweet pastimes of Krishna also. So we should try to be like that, Rupa Raghunath and all others. If we want to have dream like this, without serving Gurudev, we cannot be like this. Don't try to cheat Gurudev. But Gurudev should be also so qualified, not so called Guru, and Shish also not so called disciple. No harm you are living in family life. No harm. You can develop your Krishna. So here, first of all, Suta Goswami is telling, first he told. So Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhukta je ahe tukya patihata jyatma samprasidati. He has asked. Punsam ekantata sreyastanno sansutam arhasi bruhi na saddhananam jenatma samprasidati. All the rishis were asking Sut Goswami. You know all the Vedas, Upanishads, all the Puran, Itihas. You are the title of that day. So you should try to give essence of all, how we, all the jivas, especially in Kali Yuga. Shreya, Shreya means?
Benefited.
How? Now, Kali Kal is very, very dangerous, very dangerous. Perhaps you are realizing this or not, I am not thinking. But those who will realize quickly, they will be, what? Detached with them. And those who are not realizing this, oh, I will give up all these things tomorrow, after 1 year, when my wife will die, or when my husband will die, when I will be old, never you will be old. In the meantime, if you die, then what? So, advance to what you want to do, just now. So he is telling, that you should tell me how we can be what?
Benefited
in this life, so that our life will be successful. And then he told him, telling, Shabai punsan, paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkaje ahetukya bhavahita jyatma samprasiddhati. Only there is only way. What that is? Bhakti. To whom? To whom? Purushottame, who is Purushottam? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So bhakti in the lotus feet of Krishna. But it should be ahetuki, causeless, and spontaneous. And by this, Atma will be pleased, happy. What Atma? There are two kinds of Atma. One Atma, Paramatma, and another is his
part and
parcel, that is Atma, soul. So if Krishna is pleased, then our Atma will be pleased. And if you are not pleasing him by this bhakti, continuous and without any reason, then vadanti tattva vidastattam yajvyam advayam Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdade. He told that. Vadanti Tattva Vidas, those who are qualified in Tattva, established truth, they told that. Advaya Jnana is Paramatattva. Who is Advaya Jnana? Krishna is himself Advaya Jnana. How? How he is Advaya Jnana? There is no second to Krishna, no another Bhagavan. Shankara and all others are not Bhagavan. Brahma is not Bhagavan. They are part and parcel of Krishna. So only Krishna is Advaya Jnana Paratattva. But how we are seeing so many persons and so many worlds and so many things? Oh, it has come by his own power. That is Swarup Shakti. Sarup Shakti becomes or works like three ways. Sarup Shakti, Bhairanga Shakti, and Jiva Shakti. From Jiva Shakti we have come so many. And from Sarup Shakti, all Vaikunth and all others there. And by Maya Shakti, all have come. So, only from Krishna, all these are. So all including is Bhagavan. So if you are doing bhakti to him, your life will be successful, otherwise not. So, Śrīmatāṁ svakathā Krishna punya savana kirtana hiddhantasto hiya padrāni vidhunotso hissadam. If you will hear the powerful and very sweet harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, only by hearing and hearing, nothing to practice. Parikshit Maharaj never practiced anything because after 7 days he passed. He went on. So he, only by hearing, what? Krishna will come by throw his these ears here, and he will clear all these things and make a seat forever here. And after that, vidhunot nasa prayesu abhadresu. If there is any anartha there, he will clear all the anarthas. And then, nityam bhagavat sevaya, sadhan bhakti, here sadhan bhakti. Then will come bhava bhakti. And then, bhava bhakti will come, then bhakti will be nashtiki. Nashtiki means not coming lower down, staying in and gradually established. Bhidyate hridaya granthi, chintante sarvasansaya, chyante chasya karmani dishta evatma nishvare. If anyone will hear, see Krishna here, bhidyate hridaya granthi, hridaya granthi means the knot of jiva and maya, that's the knot. If you are trying yourself by your intelligence and senses, it will more be tightened. Like elephants in daldal. Quicksand. Quicksand. If elephants are trying, going down, down, down. And if they will give up everything and lie down, anyone can come and take them out. So we should be like that. Surrender ourselves. And praying Krishna. Then all doubts will go away. Hyante chasya karmani. And what he has done in past life, so many karms, its fruits will be burnt. Good and bad, everything. And then the kavis have. Ato vai kaviyo nityam bhakti param maya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasidanam. So all these intelligent Vaishnavas, devotees, so try to develop their Krishna consciousness in this human life very quickly. Other we can be die. If death comes, we cannot do anything. So as soon as possible, we should try to do. And telling this, he began to tell that once Vyasadeva, Dwapara, when Dwapara came, and it was going to be end in the last time of Dwapara. Shanu prapte tritiye yuga parjaye jata parashara yogi. Then from Parashara Vyasadeva came. And at that time he had done Vedas, came from Krishna himself by his nose of Karnabhisai Vishnu. Vedas come, not really from Krishna, from Karnabhisai Vishnu. Vedas are coming. And it were, all were revealed in the heart of Brahma. But up to Dwapara, all became having no brahmacharya. Not so much pure ghee, dudh and all other things. No pure air, no pure water. Nowadays in Ganges, in Jamuna, anyone cannot drink water. because so impure. Also, no good air, fresh air, which are essential for life. No brahmacharya. Even brahmacharis and sannyasis, it is very hard for them to maintain brahmacharya. So they lost their memory. They had to invent something, then paper and pen to write. What is your name? My name is Urdhvamanthi. What? Then they will have some machine here. What you told? Urdhvamanthi. Then what again? Urdhva. How to write? Then we discovered this black thing. To remember. But by the help, taking help, we lost our memory more. Because we will have to dependent on them. Up till our time, serving Gurudev, all these coverings were not there. And we used to take all in this. So you can think that being an old, I myself, remembering so much thousands and thousands of the slokes and so many things, at once replying so many things, you can. I have no help of a blackboard, never. So that thought, nowadays Kali is coming, now remembrance is going on. Dana, satya, tapa, humility, all the qualities are going on. And now all are becoming bhogi. So he divided Vedas in four. Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. And he made his disciples Rigvaved Pailam, Sam, Jaimini, Yajurved Vaishampayam, Atharvaved Sumanta. And Itihas, like Mahabharatam, and all the Puran, he taught to Deshrut, Lomaharshan, who was killed by Baldev.
So, Lomaharshan?
No, Ugrasava. And that time Baldev Prabhu cut the head of that, and then all rishi were weeping, what you have done? Somewhere we will hear all Purans. And then he told the yes, I'm managing. And his son, very little, like only 5 years, naked there. And he took that boy and he gave his hand. Everything, more than your father, all Vedas, Upanishads, Itihas, Puran, everything should come out in your life. And he at once remembered all things. And he told that you should seed and you should. From 5 years age he began to recite all these things. So a guru should be like Baldev Prabhu. So here he did all these things. He also made Mahabharata for ladies who are not, they cannot be always pure. Sometimes in a month or they should have to be impure. And they cannot remember all the Upanishads, all these things. Very hard for them. Because they are very soft hearted, very sweet. So for them and all others, those who are out of Varnashram Dharma, for them he made Mahabharata. And in Mahabharata he made a very Upanishad, like Gita Upanishad. After that he saw that in Vedas and Upanishads there are so many things, those mantras, who are opposite to each other. And general person cannot reconcile all. Sometimes he has written apanipado javana grihita pasatta chakshuk sunotya karana. Like this, that God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no hands, he has no feet, nothing, no eyes, but he does all. And sometimes he has written that Anandamayam Brahma, Brahma is Ananda. And sometimes he has told that Nirgun, Brahma is Nirgun. Sometimes Nirgun. Sometimes he has told that Supreme Personality of Godhead has some shape, some quality. He is merciful. He has so and so. And sometimes he is telling Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Only qualities are there. No shape, no attribute, nothing. Sometimes he is telling Parashakti Vividhaiva Sruyate. And sometimes he is telling that opposite thing, that there are no attributes, no power, nothing. He is Aja, like this. How to reconcile all these things? He was bound to make Brahma Sutra. No? Then, then he made Brahma Sutra. First Brahma Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. What is Brahma? There were different ideas in Vedas and Upanishads. He wanted to reconcile all and to make a very good sutra. Sutra means
condensed
form. Janamadas Yata. This is the first. From whom all the world comes. Who supports all. And after, in the end, all interest in them. Yato va imani bhutani jayante jena jatani yad jivanti yad abhishanti tad vijyigyasa sata brahma. Who supports, who makes, and who he is Brahma. And sometimes satyam, jnanam, jnana is only Brahma. Then how to reconcile? So he made all these things. Shastra Yoni Dwar. He is the Yoni of Shastra. He is the root cause of all the Shastra. Our Shastra always define him. So many things. Anandamayo, not Ananda only. He is Ananda and Anandamaya both. Both at a time. How? For this he made Purans. And especially Srimad Bhagavatam. But up till now he has not done. He was thinking that Artha, Dharma, Kama, Pshar, everything I have done, but I am not satisfied. Why I am not satisfied? I am not happy. Something lacking. What is lacking? He was thinking. And in the meantime, a Mahatma came. Who was he? He was Narada. Narada Rishi Bhajaya Veena Radharika Ramana Name. With his Veena he came. And he was singing Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavan. Can you do? Making so late. At once, quickly. Oh, Sungi and all you can do? Oh, they will not do. Go on, go on, go on.